بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عمرو بن عوف الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث أبا عبيدة ابن الجراح رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى البحرين يأتي بجزيتها، فقدم بمال من البحرين، فسمعت الأنصار بقدوم أبي عبيدة فوافوا صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصرف فتعرضوا له، فتبسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين رآهم، ثم قال: أظنكم سمعتم أن أبا عبيدة قدم بشيء من البحرين؟ فقالوا: أجل يا رسول الله. فقال: أبشروا وأملوا ما يسركم، فوالله ما الفقر أخشى عليكم، ولكني أخشى أن تبسط الدنيا عليكم كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم، فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. متفق عليه. Yesterday we had just commenced the chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence and also the virtues of or encouragement to suffice on having little in this world, and the virtues of poverty. And we've mentioned various ayats of the Quran regarding this. In today's hadith, Amr bin Auf al-Ansari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Bahrain to bring the jizya from there. So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst the Ashara Mubashara, those very 10 fortunate Sahaba that in one sitting, Rasulullah mentioned Abu Bakr in the Jannah, Umar in the Jannah, Uthman in the Jannah, Ali in the Jannah, and then Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Jannah. So he is among those people. Also Aminu Hadi Ummah, the most trustworthy person of this Ummah, as mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. So he goes to Bahrain and he brings the wealth from Bahrain and he comes to Medina Munawwara. So when he returns with the wealth from Bahrain, the Ansar heard about the arrival of Abu Ubaidah. فَوَافَوْ صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So when this happened, we find that for Fajr Salah, all the Ansar were there, and they arrived there for Fajr Salah. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم performed the Fajr Salah, and when he turned towards the Sahaba, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهُ, these Sahaba, they presented themselves before Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, then smiled when he saw them. And he said, أَظُنُّكُمْ سَمِعْتُمْ, I think that you have heard of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu returning with the wealth from Bahrain. They said, yes, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, it is true. We heard that he has come back with the wealth from Bahrain, and therefore we have presented ourselves in front of you. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرُوا وَأَمِلُّوا مَا يَسُرْكُمْ. Nabi Akram said, don't worry, glad tidings be to you, and for hope that that will make you happy. So be happy, be relaxed. You will get such that will make you happy. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Then Nabi Akram tells them, Allah's Qasam, it is not poverty that I fear over you. I am not afraid that you, my Sahaba, will become poor, and because of poverty you will suffer. No. But I do fear that the dunya will be laid out and spread before you, like it was spread to those before you. And when that happened, they began to compete and vie with one another in attaining more and more dunya. And because of the greed that came into them, then they destroyed themselves. And so this is the fear I have, that the same thing will happen to you, that the dunya will be spread out before you as it was spread out for those before you, and then you will compete for it as they competed for it, and it will destroy you like how it destroyed them. So from this hadith we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the wealth from Bahrain because the Sahaba deserved this wealth that came. Nabi Akram sallallahu teaches us that as far as the wealth of this dunya is concerned, the luxuries, the glitter, the glamour, of this world, the worldly possessions, it can, or it many times it leads a person into greed, into committing sins, into transgression. Therefore, it is necessary for us to be content with whatever we have and not become too greedy. In fact, we shouldn't become greedy at all. We should not worry about having more and more and more of this dunya, like how the dunya is spread in front of us. This should not happen, because then we will be competing with one another. We'll be vying and competing with one another to attain more and more of this dunya. And when that happens, then we will be fighting amongst ourselves. And then the dunya will destroy us like how it destroyed those before us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, to make amal, to be content with the little dunya Allah Ta'ala has given us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.